So we're doing a chazore klali about the halachas of Hilchas Nida. We're not going to cover all the halachas in 1 hour. There are a lot of svarim, there are a lot of different shittas, and whenever somebody sees that it's not the regular way that they learned, so you find out, we'll find out. Okay, so we are starting from when the woman becomes a nida. So there is a nida d'oraisa, there's a nida midrabbanan. Both, whether a woman is nida d'oraisa or nida d'rabbanan, she needs to do the hefsek tahara after the fifth day, and then to count shivin nikiyim, and then to go to tefillah. That is by both the same. So when does she become a nida d'oraisa? A nida d'oraisa she becomes if there was a ri'ir, if she saw blood together with hargosha. We are not going to go into the halachas of hargosha, because those are things that make people nervous, and most of the time we are not dealing with hargoshas, and young couples, they have challenges with that, but so we're not going to go there. The regular tumah d'oraisa, what we are talking about is if a woman sees in the regular time of the month, she sees the regular period, so that is nida d'oraisa, even though nowadays we don't have hargoshas. So theoretically somebody could say, the woman can wear tzivoinim, big de tzivoinim, colored clothing, colored underwear, and then she has, she sees dam. She's not a nida. It's like on tzivoinim, there's no such thing of a gris, so she's never going to be a nida. Whatever. Once the vest, the cycle comes, the period comes, then she is a nida midoraisa. And we'll talk about the size legabedev. Okay. If a woman sees blood without hargosha, and not in the regular time, and not the regular amount, so then that would be a nida d'rabbanan. But there are a lot of conditions in order to make a woman a nida d'rabbanan. It's much more kritik. And if, let's say, she's wearing colored underwear, and she saw a little stain that's blood red, like mamish a nosebleed, she would be tahira if it is less than the shiur gris. So, okay. So, a nida d'oraisa is very chomerdik, and aloch is even if she saw a mashu dam. A nida d'oraisa, even a mashu dam, even a tiny little bit, and even if it is on a colored clothing. So it's not very lamaisa, nobody does bidik with colored clothing, and so it's not so lamaisa, but that is the truth. And nida d'oraisa would be also if it's not bizman vesto, not in the regular time that the vest is supposed to come. And even if it happened b'mikre, it happened by coincidence, let's say she got scared, something, she jumped, or she had a sickness or medical procedure, and that brought about blood from inside, the universe, then she becomes a nida d'oraisa. It doesn't matter why it happened. Okay, as we said, we are skipping the hargoshes, all the different hargoshes, and because that is mostly not nageya. Okay, now, where is it nageya? So we saw a nida d'oraisa would be if the woman sees a regular period. Where is it nageya to have a nida d'oraisa without the regular period? That is that in some cases we are concerned that there was a hargosha, but she didn't feel it because it was covered up by something else that was happening at the same time. So how can we have a nida d'oraisa? So even without hargosha. So number one is that if a woman sees in the regular time, the regular period, the regular amount, so then she is a nida d'oraisa, and it's not going to help tzivoinim to wear colored underwear. What is the halacha if she sees, not in the regular time, but a big amount of blood? What is the halacha then? So the poskim say then she also becomes nida d'oraisa. So, which means she's wearing colored underwear, and usually she sees day number 30, and now suddenly on day number 22, she suddenly feels something's going on, and she puts on a pad, and it's not the same amount that she usually sees. But it was a big amount. So then a person has to ask a shayla. because even if the pad would be colored, if the pad is not colored, we'll talk about that afterwards, but even if it was a colored pad, or it was on the colored underwear, if you take a dollar bill and you fold it in two, so then we're talking about such a kind of amount of blood. So we know the size of a dollar bill. But if there is this amount of blood, so that is already a lot of blood. So this is like be'erech, like six quarters, and a gris is like a penny. So b'kitzer, if a woman not in the right time and not the regular amount sees a big amount, a large amount of blood, so then she would have to ask a shayin. Okay. That is another example. A few times,
even on
Tzivoinim. So just like if a woman sees a regular period on Tzivoinim, she would become neither, even though there was no Hagosha, because that's the regular period. But the question is, what's a regular period? A woman becomes older, so the period gets less. So, it wasn't a regular period. Sevoinim, she's a Torah. So, once there's a lot of blood, and this is, once you're dealing about a dollar bill folder, that amount of blood, so then we have a person should ask a shayin. Now, so a few times it happens that women see ksumen. That for whatever reason, let's say, a woman had a baby, it's the fourth child in 5 years, whatever, and the doctor says that she has to take a break. So she's using birth control. So let's say IUD is known that it can make staining for a little while till everything balances out in the body. So, but Bechlal, there are times that a woman can have staining. So if she leaves, so she wears a pad or a panty liner, and if she leaves that pad over there for a while, at the end of a whole day, she might have that amount of down. But it comes like a stain, 2 hours later, another stain, like at the end of 12 hours, the whole thing can be with down. So then that would be different. And then maybe it's kedai to speak to Moiraro. Maybe in that case would be kedai to change every 3-4 hours to change the liner, so not to come to this problem because it's really only ksumen. But let's say somebody has got a big amount of dam that's coming, and so very good. So she's going to change the pad every 20 minutes. That is like if it is a flow. That cannot be done. Now, what's the difference between when is it ksomen, when does it become a flow? So, if it's nagea, that should be discussed with the mayor. Okay. So, b'kitzer, we are talking now. How does a woman become a nidda raisa? So, number one is that she sees at the regular time, the regular period, the regular amount. So then she's nidda raisa, even though there was no halgosha, she didn't feel any of the things that Chazal is talking about. Number two, we saw that if she saw a big amount of blood, which is, if somebody sees, like a dollar bill folded in two, that amount of blood, even on Tzivoinim, they should ask a shayla, because that could be that she would be a nidda. If a woman is staining and things are going on and she doesn't know what's going on, so then usually I would recommend another poskim also to wear, because there is Tzivoinim, a woman can wear black underwear or dark blue underwear, and you've got no idea what's going on. Could be that it's light brown or dark brown, or could be that it's mamish blood. So then I recommend another, Bala Alocha recommend to wear at that period more light colored underwear. So Pi Alocha, a light color, like pink, like blue, like green, whatever it is, it still has a locha of Tzivoinim. But at least the woman can know what's going on, where she's holding, what's going on in her body. Okay, so that is one case that she becomes a nidda d'oraisa. Another case where she becomes a nidda d'oraisa without a large amount of dam, that is when she does a bedikah. So there are halachas when a person has to do a bedikah. Hefsek and the Shiva and the King, we're not talking about that. But then when it comes to the time of the month, whether it is Beinonis, Lamed Lamed Aleph, whatever the different shittas, whether it is Yom HaChodesh, the day of the month, or it is Hafloge, the interval. So by those dates, Al Pi Halacha, she has to do a bedika, she has to do two bedikas, in that Oinas Havest, if it was by day, if it was at night, and if those bedikas came out that it was okay, so then after that she is again with Teres Lebala. That is the Halacha. So if she does a bedika on day, usually she sees day number 33, and now she did the bedika on day number 30, the Beinoinis, and something was found on that bedika cloth, a mamish, a little mashu of dam, she became a nidah d'oraisa, even though there was no hargosha, and there was no regular vest, but we are concerned that because she did the bedika, so that's why the hargosha was covered up. And there was a hargosha, and that's why we are choshesh for a nidah d'oraisa. Okay, so that is case number two. Case number three is a woman that somach le'meraglayim, she uses the bathroom for number one, and right away, the second she finishes, right away she wipes herself, and there is a little bit blood, so that would be, even if that blood would be on a colored paper, she would be a nidah d'oraisa, again because of the sofek that maybe there was a hargosha, but she didn't feel it because there was meraglayim, she used the bathroom. But that's why the poskim say, and usually that is not a problem, usually the way it works is that after using the bathroom, then the person takes tissue and they wipe themselves, so till then it's not anymore v'shas hatolas meraglayim, it's not so close, umameila, that would be already considered that it came afterwards, and it would not be a shy. But so that's usually the kalos are taught that they should take the piece of paper, the tissue after they finished and not beforehand. So that would not be a problem. Okay, if a woman comes and says that she used the bathroom number one and she looked in the toilet bowl and she saw blood, so then we have a problem. Because that is b'shas hatolas meraglayim. That is that we are concerned that happened when she used the bathroom and the hargosha was covered up. So that could be a problem. So usually we tell people that to look at sceneries and to look at a lot of things, not to look in the toilet bowl. That is because you can get into trouble, and a few times is hemorrhoids and a few times could be so many things. But then if that's the case, so we have a problem. So, but sometimes women want to know what's going on, what's going on with their body. So women that have that challenge, we tell the husband to understand them and respect them and love them, even with bringing challenges. But we tell them to buy three of those colors to put in the toilet. So blue color, it's a beautiful color, beautiful smell, and like to have one spare always ahead of time, because we have like a head person that managed, he forgot to change, whatever. So and then like it's colored, and then you don't know what's going on, and you don't have those problems. Okay. So that is number three and number four. So if a woman, if a couple had intimacy and then right after that she sees that it is dam, so then we are concerned that there was a hargosha, but she didn't feel it because of the intimacy, the relations. So then also we are concerned, then it's an nidah d'oraisa, and we are concerned dam machmas tashmish, which is a serious concern. So a person has to speak to Mayor Ro, but those are all things that are not so common. If a woman also goes to the doctor, so then she can become a nidah d'oraisa if there is psichas hakever, if an instrument was used to go inside the uterus that opened up the opening more than a certain size, so then she becomes a nidah d'oraisa. A lot of, let's say, the pap smear does not make her into a nidah d'oraisa. That's not enough of an opening. And but if there's any questions, so usually there's a whole sefer written on all the different medical procedures, what exactly is happening, so Rabbonim should know if they call with a certain name to know what's going on and what aloha would be. Okay, now if a woman made a bedikah, or if a woman found a stain on her clothing, especially if she found a stain, because if it's in the middle of the she's tahiro and she found a stain on colored underwear, so it's not a problem. Even if it is a little bit bigger than a gris, up to the amount that we said before. But if she found a stain in the shivnekim, so that locha is the same. Even though she has to be nekim, that's only for bedikas. But if she found a stain in the nekim, less than a gris, less than a penny, so then it would not be a problem. She would be tahira and she can continue to do the bedikas. So if she found a stain, or she did a bedika and it did not look great, a person should please ask shailas. Sometimes we have experience with people deciding by themselves that it's not good and it was good. Sometimes people decide by themselves that it is good and it was not good. So people should not decide by themselves. For sure, somebody's married for a few years, so the light yellow and a light brown, mamish, it's not kosher. So once I gave the shir, and I said that idea, so the husband threw out already the bedikah at home, and he said to the wife that it was not beseder. But then he decided to, he remembered the shir, he took it out, and he asked me shayla, and she was tahir. So it's not so kosher to be tahir in that case, shavya nafshek, whatever, but the mice, it was beseder. So it's important to ask. Especially by ksomen, if a woman had a kesem, had a stain, which means that it came without hargosha on the clothing, or on the pajama, on the linen, etc. So then, for sure, a person has to ask the shayla, even if it is pretty big, like more than a gris, and even if they see clearly that it is red, because lamaisa the Tome nidid mit rabbonan on the kesem is only if there is a shiur gris of red, of mare tome. But if there is a little bit red here and there, and so it's a big mare, but and it's orangish and pinkish and whatever, and there's a few spots of red, so it's not going to be mitzarev. A lot of places can hold it's not mitzarev, the mare tohoyo. The clean color is not metzarev the bad colors. Even if all the bad colors together we would have a gris of red, still that would be toy. So by kesem for sure it's very important to ask a shayla. Okay, everything all right? Okay. Okay. So just like a person should not be makil when he cannot be makil, a person should for sure not be machmir. Like, forget it, who wants to go and go bring it to the rabbi? Let's just forget it. So I heard in the name of Rav Moshe from a Mekor Musmach that there was a story, somebody tried to ask a shayla to Rav Moshe, and he asked with a different meiroro, and the shayla didn't come to Rav Moshe until a day later, and Rav Moshe had a very big hakpoda on that middle person that was supposed to bring the shayla on time. He said to be metahir a ishel balo, to be metahir a woman to her husband, even though we are now at the end of the month and it was she was tahira for the whole amount of time. So at the end of the month, to be metahir ishel balo for one day has the chumrah of to be metahir an aguna. So So you just see a little bit, you just see a little bit the chumus hadavar. So a person to be machmir, that is, a person should not be machmir. And a lot of times, an envelope can be dropped in the mail, and then, so, okay. Also, the halacha is that the person should bring the bedikah as soon as possible, because bedikahs do tend to change with time. So the right thing is to bring as soon as possible, if that is possible, a few times. It's not possible, so you do the best you can. Okay, and also that the person should not take the bedikah and scratch or play with it, because that can change the color, or a few times that can remove some pieces that should remain over there. And even sometimes a person sees a bedikah that there is something on top of the bedikah, it's not absorbed in the cloth, it's on top of the bedikah, that can also be a problem, and that should also not be removed from the bedikah. Okay, and a person can bring a bedikah to a rov even if it is still wet. That is also okay. If a person had a bedikah to bring to ask a shayla, and they lost the bedikah, so then they should ask a shayla schochem. If there's a possibility to be makil, because we're talking of a sofik d'oraisa in some cases, so that a person would have to ask shayla. Also, bedikas, if somebody does look at their own bedikah, and sometimes they make a decision to look at night by light that is not reliable, for sure not incandescent bulb makes it more reddish than the real color. Fluorescent bulb depends which color it is, and it can make it more whitish than it's more light than it really is. Depends also the furniture in the room, can make it more reddish. So all those things, a person has to be aware of that. A lot of times that happens, that a woman has a funny feeling. She feels that something not regular is going on by her. There's a wetness, there's a certain hargusha, it's not a halachic hargusha, but something is going on. And or she found a kesem on tzivayin, she found a little bit of a stain on the underwear that's colored, and she knows she's tohera, but she's nervous. What's going on? What's happening? And then she's nervous, and she makes a bedikah, and now she got herself into trouble, because till now with all the ksumim, we're talking the rabbanan, sticks the rabbanan, she's muteret, whatever, but now. But now we can get into trouble of the raisas. So I always say that a person, whatever reason they have that they want to make a bedikah, they should not make a bedikah unless it's the halachic bedikahs that the person has to do. And if she is nervous about something, she should ask a shayla, and usually aitzes will be found without making bedikah. Let's say if somebody starts to have ksomen. We are talking, usually she sees in day number 28, and it is day number 26, and she starts to see ksomen. So usually we advise that they should not, that for the next me'eis le'eis, for the next 24 hours, there shouldn't be intimacy. Because it's getting closer to the time of the vest, so maybe we are concerned that this is the coming on of the vest, and so we don't want that Chas Shalom they would be together, and she's pilsen nida b'shas tashmish. So then usually we tell them, rather than making a bedikah, just wait 24 hours. She does not have the halacha of a nida. She is tahira, and they can pass things. There's no hachokas, any of that, but just not to have in intimacy. Okay. Very good. Okay, so that is one part. Okay, so now we're talking about nida. So this we discussed nida d'oraisa, and we saw nida d'oraisa, that is when the regular period comes, or a big amount of dan comes even on colored underwear. We saw also that if she did a bedika, then we are concerned that it covered up the hargosha, and it is nida d'oraisa if there is even a mashu dan. If there is, if it was ba'atolas me'aglayim right away, using the bathroom, and some of the tashmish, so we discussed all those of the d'oraisa. Now, legabe de rabbonon. So, mid'oraisa from the Torah, if a woman would see dam, she would see dam, she's wearing white underwear, and she sees dam, a big amount of dam, let's say like a half a dollar coin, she's dead on the underwear, midoraisa, she is tahiru. But Rabbonon, they were goizer tumme on dam without halgosha also. But there are conditions on tumas nida mid Rabbonon, and that makes it more kulidi. Which means that if a woman finds dam, she didn't have any halgosha, and suddenly she finds dam on her clothing, the pajamas, on the linen, on her body, and there was no hagosha, she would become temeo if there are certain conditions met. And the halocha would be, if she becomes temeo de rabbonon, she would have to do the regular halochas as we do by a doraisa, but this would be, she would have to do it mid rabbonon rather than mid doraisa. She would have to wait. On the fifth day she can do a hefsek tahara, and then she does the nekim, the shivin nekim, the two bedikas every day, and she goes to Bitovo. And she says the regular brocha. The only nafkimina is that she would not count it in the vestries. Like usually when a person sees at a certain date, she sees the regular period, so then you have to know what Jewish date it was, and to count the yoim, the yoim, the beinoinis, lamed lamed aleph, whatever, a few different shittas, yoim hachodesh, the day of the month, the Jewish month, and the hafloge, the interval. So those three, four cheshbonos. But that is only by a regular period. But if a person had nidah d'rabbonon, so then they would not make cheshbonos with that. She does not have to be concerned that next month again she is coming back. If a person did a bedika, and let's say it is day number 28, and day number 28 is the Yom HaFloga, that's the interval vest. She did a bedika and she found that she was temeo. So even though maybe if she would not have done the bedika, the husband is away on business for a week, she would not have done the bedika, maybe he would have come on day number 31. And taki nothing happened for another 2-3 days, but she became nida d'oraisa because she did the bedika, so then she does count from the day of the bedika, not from when the real period started a day or two later. Because that is a nida d'oraisa. Mashenkin over here, by a kesem, a tumah d'rabbanan, we do not make the cheshbonos from then on. Okay. So by kesem, by nida d'rabbanan, there are conditions and kulas. So there are conditions in order that has to be met in order that she should be temeo. There's a condition, the gabed shiur, gris, that whenever it is less than the amount of a gris, which is the size of be'erech a penny, half a millimeter bigger than a penny, but that is be'erech the size. So there is a minimum size. If she saw less than that size, she is tahira, and we'll explain. She's only tamei if she saw on white, but if she saw on colored, even bigger than the size, she would be tahira. She's only temeo if she would only be temeo if it happened on a dover on a kabel tumah. If it happened on a Dovah Mekabel Tumah. So let's say if on white clothing she saw a kesen of the size of a quarter, that's more than a gris, and she showed it, they showed the shayla, and it came out, it's a maret tomei, it's red, the whole shear is red, so then she becomes tomei. But if that same, she was sitting on the floor after a bath, whatever, and then she gets up and she finds over there that on the floor there is mamish dam for the size of a quarter, she would be tahir. Because it did not happen on a dover hamakabel, on a dover hamakabel tum. Okay, so those are some conditions. So let's go through the conditions a little bit. So number one has to be that she won't be tameya unless it is a dam kigris. We're talking about dam that came without hargosha and she found it on her clothing. So the halacha is that if it is a gris and more, so then she would be tameya midrabanan. If it is less than a gris, she is tahira. That is the size of a penny. And the reason for that is that in the olden days, life was a little bit different, and there were kinim, there were different bugs around. So could be that the woman was sleeping in bed, and then there was a certain bug, and then she turned over on the bug, and then in the morning she finds on the bed linen blood, and she thinks it's from her, but it came without hargosha. So Chazal did not make the gezeira, because it could be it's from a bug. Lately, we don't see too many bugs around us, and especially if somebody wears tight underwear, so there's no such thing. But still, the halacha is that we're talking about the gezeira midrabanan. Midoraisa, she's tohera. So Rabbanan made the gezeira. That gezeira was never made in the possibility that there is something else. And the something else at that time was a possibility of dam, of a gris, because of a macholes. So mamela, that was never the gezeira. So even though nowadays we know that there was probably no bug that happened, there is no gezeira, and she would be tahir. Number two, a beget tzavua, if she saw even more than a gris, but again, we said already that, just to make it clear, because that shayla comes up a number of times, that people make a mistake that the shivanakim has to be totally noki. And it has to be totally noki from a dam d'oraisa. But from dam d'rabbanan, it's beseder. So a few times, people are nervous, they saw a little bit on the white underwear, they saw a little tiny speck of blood, and it's sake blood, but she's tahira. She's tahira because it's only d'rabbanan, and she's tahira with d'rabbanan, and it didn't have to do with the bedikah, and it's okay. At k'dei kar, that a few times, if a woman, for whatever reason, she has got a lot of ksumim with d'rabbanan, a few times the Moira Ro will give a heter for a woman in the Shivanakim to wear tziv oinim, if those ksumim are larger than a gris, and we know that it is not the rice, it's not coming from inside, it's without hargosha, even that could be, in some cases, a Moira Ro would be makil in the Shivanakim to wear not white in order to be metaira. Okay, so if.
What about an abedika?
No, so this we saw that the bedika is always the chashash that it was over there, Argosha d'oraisa, and was covered up with the bedika. So a bedika is always, at least the sofik d'oraisa, the chumra. So if the mara is not a mara tohoy.
It's very small.
Yeah, because we saw that that nida d'oraisa even b'mashu. So there is no such size of a gris, there is no size b'chlav. Mamisha mashu makes temeya. Okay. So then the second thing is that Rabbanan were not geyser on a beged tzuvua. On a colored beged, Rabbanan were not geyser. And the reason is, according to a lot of Rishonim, the reason is because it's hard to see the real color on a beged tzuvua. A lot of poskim hold even by light colors. It doesn't have to be black or dark blue or those dark, dark colors. Even lighter colors, that it seems that you can see a little bit of color, al pi halacha, most poskim are makir, it should just not be off-white. Off-white, al pi hilchos colors, it's not white, it's off-white. That is not considered a color. But even light beige and light pink, that would be considered a color, and she would be tahir. And that is the right thing, that a woman should wear colored, even years after there's no more dam nida, etc. Like a few times you have stories, like women for whatever reason, Kabbalistic reasons, they feel that they want to wear white, especially Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah, and anyway they didn't see for 5 years and then they become a nida. So in those days wear light beige, whatever. Anyway, so look, I'm not, but we see in Chazal that Chazal tried very much to see that a couple should be Tahirin. Okay, and a few times for people that buy tzivoinim, colored underwear, and just the place where the blood comes is white. So that's not going to do the job either. So those things. Okay. So we saw already before that the colored underwear is not going to help if somebody is going to see a big ri'i of blood, so then that's not going to help for that. Okay, another condition in a nidah derabbanan is that there is no tliya. There is nothing else that you can be toiler. There's nothing else that you can be toiler, that you can think, that you can... that you can
depend
on. Okay, so there's nothing else that you can think of that it came from. But let's say if a woman finds on her clothing some red, and she was painting with red color, or she passed by a butcher shop and they just shafted the chicken, or whatever, it's not very light. But if there is anything, or she has a cut on her thigh, she just had a cut and blood comes out, so mamela, things like that, so if there is a clear, there's a possibility that kesem came from that cut and not from her, so even if it would be on white, more than a gris, she would still be tahira. And the last thing is that we're talking that the kesem has to be on something which is not mekabel tumah, but the kesem has to be on something which is mekabel tumah in order to become tameya. But if the kesem was found on something which is not mekabel tumah, she remains tahira even though the size was a size that would be metameha. Good, we'll get to that. Okay, so which means that if she found it on the floor, she sat on the floor, and she found it, that's not mekabel tumah. If she found it on the base hakise, on the even on the hood, which is something that that it's movable up and down, that still it's connected, so Mamela, it's still not Mekabel Tumah, she would not be Tameo. Legaba, what's the halacha with white toilet paper? So it is a machlok sapoiskim. It's not Mekabel paper. If it's Mekabel Tumah, not Mekabel Tumah, it's not Mekabel Tumah, but you held it in your hand, and the hand is Mekabel Tumah, so that's why maybe it's different. So we tell the teachers to teach that women should not look at the toilet paper and just throw it out. There are some women that again want to know what's going on by them, and they do look, and we get into things. So one answer could be to have colored tissues, colored toilet paper. A lot of poiskim are makil on toilet paper. I would say that it's kedai to ask a shayla anyway, but a lot of poiskim are makil, and we try to be makel whenever we can.
We're talking about if there's no chash for gosher, in other words, there's a time.
Yeah, no. We're talking that we spoke before, that like, that if she mamish wives right away, but usually that's not the case. So we're talking without chashash al gosher, so, and is dam on white, and it is more than a gris, so that's what we're talking about. Okay. So, let me just finish another few points. So we finish this first part this year, Be'ez Hashem. So the kesem, it doesn't matter, it doesn't have to be a circle like a penny. If it is something long or different shapes, that also, if together it makes a penny, so that would be tameo. A few times it doesn't look so good, but we have a mahalach how to get it on paper, to cut it out, and to make the penny. A lot of times we can be metayer like that. So a person should ask a shayla. There is a difference between ksomen, stain, a blood stain that was found on a baguette and found on the boso, on the goof, on the body. If it's found on a baguette and there are different ksomen, by itself they're less than gris, but together they make a gris, you would not be mitzar of them. On her body, if you find a few ksomen that separately it's not a gris, but together it is a gris, you would be mitzar of them. If you've got a kesem, if somebody had underwear that has got colored and white together, so it's machlek sapoiskim, and there is room to be makil, not to be mitzarev all the different whites. It's better not to wear that kind of underwear. If a woman wore underwear that on one side is tzivainim, but the other side is white, and the kesem came out on the other side also, so that would be that you would look at the white, and that would become, she would be tameo if it has a shiur gris. If she sat on a towel, let's say, and then there is a kesem on the towel, but it was creased, and now you pull the towel apart, so now it's like four different ksomen, that doesn't work. Because lamaisa, it happened as one, so that... Because it's not mitzarev if it would have been four different ksomen. But at the time she was sitting on the tower like that, so then that is yes, mitzarev. Okay, we saw that already. If a person lost the kesem, so then they should ask a shayla. Over here we're talking about the sofik derabonon, so that could be a little bit different. Kesem. Okay, what is the halacha if there was a kesem on the pad? She felt that something is happening, and she put a liner, a panty liner, or a pad, and she found the kesem over there. It's also a dion in the poiskim legabe that, legabe kabbalas tumah, yes mekabel tumah, not mekabel tumah. So a person should ask shayla. It will depend on a few things, and sometimes we can be makel. So this we said already, that a few times the kesem is connected with a mare tohoyo, so that's a machlik sapoiskin, and we are makil with that. So with that we finished the nidah d'oraisa, nidah d'rabbonon, and Be'ez Hashem, next year we start with the hachokas. Okay, fine. Is there anything to talk, so we can talk? And,